The following is an excerpt from Vineyard Maryville's Sunday service on May 15, 2022. If you'd like to stay up to date, you can visit our website at vineyardchurch.us or follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Vineyard Church Maryville.
Normally, at this point is when we would say, all right, let's all stand. Don't. And say our prayer together and close our service. But I'm going to take just a few minutes here because I have an enormous announcement to make, this is a big one. I got a big announcement, okay? As of this past Thursday night at about 9 p.m., our church entered an agreement to purchase a new church building. That's the news. Yeah, it's real good, y'all. Okay, so, and that's it. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm just kidding. I'm assuming I have your attention now. Let me run through a lot of information really fast. First of all, if you're thinking, why didn't I hear about this before? It's because it happened really, really fast. I feel that way, actually. Why didn't I hear about this before? Because it happened so, so very fast. There's this unexpected opportunity that popped up. We moved very quickly to take advantage of it. I'm really grateful to our financial board. A couple of you are in the room now. We've asked a whole lot of you in the last week or so. We're going to ask a whole lot more in the coming months. I'm so grateful for that team. Do you guys remember? I think it was just, was it 2 weeks ago or maybe three that I sat up here and said, hey, there's a real prophetic stirring in our church. And out of nowhere, people are coming to me like, more than a dozen of you have come to me with a prophetic leading from the Holy Spirit that said, I think change is coming on the building. I think the Lord is going to change this. There's so much more to that story. There's a long version of it. I can't do that one now, but it's really, really remarkable. I'm right now really stunned by the sovereignty of the Lord. No. So here's the thing. Magic words. 90-day due diligence period. All right? Everybody put that down in your notes. 90-day due diligence periods. What that means is, we've got 90 days to answer a whole lot of questions that we don't have answers to about the property and a whole bunch of stuff that we just don't know yet. And I want to be very clear, don't miss this. There are a number of things in that process that could prove to be deal breakers. Like we could go unearth something and go, oh no, this is an Indian burial ground. Or I mean, who knows? I have no idea. There's an endangered species of egret, or I don't know. There's lots of things that could mess this thing up. Okay. But at this point, it does seem pretty likely that we're gonna get this thing through and we'll get to see it through. How likely? Pretty likely. Intentionally vague language. It feels pretty likely. Let me take a couple more minutes and tell you about this place. As a point of reference, the building that we are in now is 10,000 square feet, and we have just a shade over 2 acres of land. The building we are now working to buy is 18,200 square feet, and here's the good part. It sits on just under 8 acres of land. Beautiful land. So, room to grow in what is there now, and then potentially room to build and grow even more if down the road that's what the Lord wants to happen. Okay? Now, location. This is good stuff. It's on William Blunt Drive. Just like this building is on William Blunt Drive. And you're like, are we going to have the... Somebody asked me this morning because they had heard through the grapevine. Or like, are we going to have the Vineyard meeting in Friendsville again like we did? No. It's on this road. It is exactly 1 mile away from here, same side of the street, directly across the street from William Blunt High School. It was formerly Cedar Point Church. You may be familiar with this location. It's a beautiful property. It seems ideal for both now and for later. Now, stay with me. If we move forward, we will have to do a lot of work before we move in, okay? The building needs updating throughout, okay? Just throughout, it needs to be updating. We will need to add parking right away, which is a big challenge for a whole stack of reasons. And the biggest thing is the building the way it is now, the way they've set it up, it just doesn't quite function the way we would want it to function, just based on our values and kind of the way we do stuff, which means there's lots of work to be done in the building and stuff to move around. And when I say stuff to move around, I don't mean like move this from here to there. I mean rip out these walls and rooms and add these walls and rooms. So there's a lot to move around. So that's a lot of stuff. I do not know how long that will take. And I do not know how much that will cost. We are about 3 days into the due diligence period, and so here's what I have learned so far. It will take an annoyingly long time to do, and it will cost a ton. That's what I figured out so far. It's still early. We'll get more information than that, but it will take like quite a few months, again, intentionally vague, and a chunk of money in order to do that, very vague. Speaking of money, here we go. We agreed to purchase the building for $2,125,000. That is an enormous figure. But you should also know, this is an absolutely incredible, I don't know if you're familiar with like commercial property or our area, it is a stunningly good deal. In fact, I am now uncomfortable with the number of people who have told me that we stole it. I feel judged. I'm like, guys, we didn't steal anything. It's all above board. But the point is, this property is worth way more than that, okay? But it is still a lot of money. Like, that's a big, I can't, seven figures doesn't feel real to me. Like, those numbers, it feels like funny money. And so we have a lot of money to spend before we can move in as well. And that's a lot. It's a huge, huge challenge for us as a church. But here's some good stuff. We are right now in the best place financially we have ever been in the life of our church. We have, yeah, sure. I got a list of things like that, though, so we all got to get to lunch. We have more margin in our budget than we have ever had at any point in the life of our church. We have more savings than we have ever had at any point. And we own, as of last year, we own this building outright. Okay, that's all really good news. Part of the due diligence we have to do is determining how much this building is worth. All we have is wild guesses, so I'm not going to say my wild guesses. We haven't done that yet, but suffice to say, it's a lot. This is a desirable building for a whole lot of reasons, and I think a lot of people are going to be interested in it. In fact, a number of people already are. And so that's a lot of really good news as we look to accomplish this big challenge. But even with all of that good news, this is still a huge challenge for us as a church. It's a huge challenge. We will have our first ever major capital campaign in the now almost 18-year history of our church. We've never done one of those. It's a whole big thing. We're going to kind of have to learn how to even do that. We are going to be asking everyone who possibly can to give in a way that is radical, sacrificial, spirit-led, as we've always taught, but we're really going to lean into that. And we'll get to all of that in due time. It's not today. That's the update. I hope you'll ask questions. I think I told you pretty close to everything I know. But if you do have questions, I hope you'll ask me or someone on the financial board or someone on our staff. But I just want to say one thing before we kind of move on from here and close the service, is I want to make a commitment to you. And Don't preach a sermon, Aaron. Okay, that was for me. I am absolutely stunned by the sovereignty of the Lord on so many levels right now. But one of the things that I've just been so struck by, I'm so grateful for, because we planned this, like I said, this has happened really, really fast, but we planned this sermon series. As Lindsay said, I asked her to preach today's message 6 months ago. It is the sovereign hand of the Lord that last week, Josh Armstrong talked about mission, and that this week, Lindsay Mizell came and preached about simplicity, which, by the way, that was an absolutely fantastic sermon. If you don't go home today and talk about the sermon, I know you'll talk about the building, but talk about the sermon as well, like you're wasting your lunch. That was absolutely phenomenal. It is the divine hand of the Lord that we're talking about those things, and that Anna Kitko, something I didn't know she was going to say until I watched the announcement video, talked about the evils of church as enterprise. Listen, I promise to you, our core values will remain our core values. I know that when churches start talking about buildings and capital campaigns and fund, like, things get really weird really quick. Listen, yes and amen to every single word Josh Armstrong said last week. And yes and amen to every word that you just heard out of Lindsay's mouth. We are going to continue to keep as core values mission. We are not going to become building focused, stuff focused. Guys, we're going to hold on. We're not going to get building poor. Or, listen, our financial board knows our value. They won't let us get into a situation where we are building poor. That's not what we're doing. This is, and Josh said it to me himself, he said, this is great news for missions around the world. As we take steps forward as a church, we're going to be more generous and not less, and we're going to value simplicity. Guys, we're going from one simple metal building to another simple metal building a mile down the road. We're not building the Crystal Cathedral. There will be no statues or fountains. Like, all of the values that have dictated what we do here will remain. In fact, and I believe this is the Lord's leading, we're going to lean into them more and more. But with all that said, there's still a huge challenge for us as we look to do this. But I'm really, really fired up for it. And I'm trying really hard to do what I hope you will now do. I'm really working hard to guard my heart because, again, 90-day due diligence period as we sort of do that. In the meantime, please pray. And I guess those of you who a few weeks ago I asked to pray that the Lord provide a building, you especially pray because it worked, and now we need to pray that the Lord will guide us through this whole entire process.